One time, ladies and gentlemen, you are now tuned into the sounds of Disorder, 101.9 FM, CITR.ca, here in Vancouver. My name is Charlie Tuna from Jurassic 5. We are live and direct. Stop playing and tune in.
And you are live here on Disorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM and online at CITR.ca. Don't forget to check out our SoundCloud and Facebook pages. For a whole bunch more info, this is DJ CJ. And Wade, unfortunately, is not in here. He's a family man visiting hometown, Toronto, Ontario. But let's kick off the show. We've got tons planned for you, including recaps of Shindig Finale, a great show by the Unified and Deep Seated, as well as an interview with the hosts of Pancakes and Jam, and a whole lot more. In the meantime, Phantoms again. We do this every year. CITR 101.9 FM.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Disorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
And welcome back to Disorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. Big thanks to Jordan Adonis from Phoenix Thunderbird for giving us that station ID. This is DJ CJ. And on the line, on the phone, is my co-host from Ontario, Wade. How's it going?
Yo, yo. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, buddy. Good to hear you.
Nice. Well, great job off the top, CJ.
You're welcome. And for our listeners who are wondering who the hell is this calling, this is Wade. And so what are you doing in Ontario, man? You're supposed to be right here in the show.
I know. I really wanted to be there tonight. But unfortunately, the flights were like twice as cheap to fly back yesterday versus flying back tomorrow. So I basically sold out Discord Radio to save myself $400.
No worries, no worries.
That's what you're worth to me, CJ.
I decided we should, you said you should call in because you wanted to talk about Shindig, which we went to on Tuesday. For those of you who don't know or have forgotten already, Shindig was, of course, and is CITR's Battle of the Bands annual event. And Wade, you and I were there. Where was it again? Remind our listeners.
It was at the Railway Club, corner of Seymour and Dunsmuir. It was the 30th year in a row that they've done Shindig there. Ben Lai hosting for the last 12 years. And I actually thought it was quite fitting off the top that you would play Phantoms again. We do this every year because that's what we do every year. CITR for the last 30 years, I've been a proud sponsor of basically what has become known as Vancouver's Indie Music Battle of the Bands extravaganza. And once again, a great night this past Tuesday, a week ago tonight, where we had the likes of Zen Mystery Fog, Skinny Kids, and War Baby all battling it out, head-to-head-to-head battle, to see who would be crowned the 2013 Shindig winner. And of course, for the previous 27 weeks, previous 13 weeks, 27 bands went head-to-head, and that's how we ended up with those three as the finalists. And what was really interesting is after the show, I was chatting with Kirby from War Baby, and he said that they, when they looked at the list back in September, they pretty well predicted that the bands they would be in the final against would be Zen Mystery Fog and Skinny Kids. So their prediction of September was correct, and that's what ended up happening on the big night.
Right on.
And what a great show. And we had War Baby played first. They were on at 9:30, sounding as tight as ever. At 10:30, we had Skinny Kids. A huge crowd had gathered a little bit later, so the crowd increased for Skinny Kids. And then a killer performance to end the show by Zen Mystery Fog, who started at 11:30. So you had three bands back-to-back-to-back. And I think up until the announcement was made, nobody in the house really knew who was going to win.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was dumbfounded by the the winner. But because, I had a slight bias for Zen Mystery Fog. Great guys.
Well, especially based on what had happened in the previous semifinals, in the previous 3 weeks, it was the last band had always emerged as the winner. Even the week that Hooves played, many thought that Hooves deserved to win their Shindig night, but Skinny Kids played last that week, and they ended up winning. So there was almost people thought it was a bit of a conspiracy or a bias for the third place winner. So I'm not sure if that was part of their thinking and to try to... negate that what had happened for the prior 3 weeks. But in the end, the winners of Shindig 2013 was none other than War Baby.
Absolutely. And the crowd went wild. I was there and I'm trying to record it, but it was the levels were peaking. I couldn't get anything on tape, but it was fantastic.
Yeah, they're great guys. They work hard. I've seen them play live a few times in the summer. They actually played the CITR stage at the Catalano Festival when we did the live broadcast there back on in July there on 4th Avenue. But they really have improved, incredibly so. In fact, I think they were playing, they just had finished recording their second album. So they had just spent 5 days straight in studio right before their final performance. So they were really sounding super tight, super sharp. They were pumped up and very deserving winners of a very esteemed prize, the 2013 Shindig finale. So congratulations to them. And it was great to have a chat with them after the show and to see how stoked they were. And they were saying that one of their goals was to just get to Toronto. And they figured that the grand prize, part of the grand prize is they get to 20 hours of recording time with Rain City Studios. And they figured that is going to be their ticket to come to Toronto. They don't want to live here, they were saying. And I'm saying here, of course, because I'm talking to you from Toronto, but they want to get here to really start to blow up their career. So congrats to War Baby, and we wish them all the best.
Absolutely, and we look forward to playing that interview next week in our Christmas Eve special Discorder Radio edition. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, let's play some War Baby.
Sounds like a great idea. Well, I think we're going to hear the track Queen Bee, is it?
That is right.
Because they are the Queen Bees of the 2013 Shindig.
All right.
Finale. So congrats to them. CJ, I'm going to let you take the rest of the show on your own here. You're doing a great job.
Thank
you. And I look forward to chatting with you next week as well.
Absolutely. See ya.
All right. Cheers, buddy. Here's Queen Bee by War Baby. You listen to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Discord Radio here on CITR 101.9, just on the phone coordinating so many things. And in a few moments, we will be chatting with the hosts of Pancakes and Jam. But in the meantime, let us recap what happened over the weekend. I've got here in the studio a new volunteer, a rookie host, Shay. How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Very good. Very good. So you and I had the pleasure of seeing Deep Seated play at the Backstage Lounge and followed by the Unified, who were fantastic and who you unfortunately missed.
Yeah,
but so tell us a bit about yourself. You're a new volunteer here at CITR.
Yeah, I'm first year here at UBC. I came from Southern Ontario originally, Brantford. And yeah, I just knew kind of first week during club days that I kind of looked after, or I kind of went after CITR because I knew that I somehow wanted to get involved in the radio. Didn't really know what exactly, but I think I'm going to get a show next term, so that's something to look forward to.
Absolutely. It's a lot of fun doing this, doing any show, as you see here, people calling in, songs ending in the middle. But yeah, the show at Backstage Lounge, what'd you think of it? It was your sort of first funky experience here in Vancouver?
Yeah, it was my first funk experience here. It was great. It was my first time also at the Backstage Lounge on Granville Island. And really cool venue. Super impressed with the band. Just instantly had everyone dancing, and it was just a really great time. I'm really glad I went.
Absolutely. And I think I'd remember them playing a couple of covers. Did they play Curtis Mayfield?
I'm pretty sure that.
They did. They're known for that, and it is fantastic. Steve and Destiny and Gavin and Jeff. Is it Jeff? Wade and I had this weird moment where we called somebody else something else. But they're all amazing people, an 8-piece funk army right here in Vancouver. You guys should definitely check them out. Deep Seated on SoundCloud and everything. So good on them. And anything else you want to say about the Unified that you missed?
Yeah, I unfortunately had to kind of dip halfway through Deep Seated set, but what I did see was absolutely amazing, and I really wish I had stayed for the Unified because I heard that they were just fantastic. So basically, if they're around any time in the near future, I'm going to look after them for sure.
Right on. Hear that, Ivan, Bogdan, the whole crew? You've got a fan already. So in the meantime, let us play a track by the Unified to make up for the fact that Shay here missed the show.
Thanks, CJ.
All right. So this track is called Are You Down by the Unified, CITR 101.9. Stay tuned for Pancakes and Jam on their air right after this.
Emily from Tin Pan Orange, and you're listening to Discorda Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Not
Welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to talk with the host from Pancakes and Jam. Do you guys hear me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I do believe we tried to get Benj on the air, but not sure if he can make it. We're having some technical issues. So, hi, this is Trina. Trina Heather, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. We met at a great event called Pancakes and Jam, and this happened. This happens every other Sunday. I believe we have Benj on the line right now. Hi, Benj.
Hello, and Shay's here too.
Fantastic, Trina. Thanks, can you hear both of them?
Yeah.
All right, systems are working. We are good to go here on CITR 101.9 FM. Let me repeat: this is Discorder Radio, and I'm talking to the hosts / coordinators of Pancakes and Jam, happening every second Sunday at the Woods Studio on 2nd and Ontario. Would you guys like to introduce yourself one by one, Benj to begin with?
Yeah, I'm Benj Trail.
And Shay?
Hi, I'm Shay. Nice to meet you, everyone.
And Trina?
I'm Trina. Nice to see y'all.
this is good, because like, it gets the radio audience into recognizing your voices. So that's a good step to begin with.
It's so weird that we're not there in the world.
Yeah, well, it's big city life. You know, people are busy. They can't always come into the studio, but we really appreciate each one of yours time. And let's start with you, Trina, about the origins of Pancakes and Jam. How far back does it go?
I think we started last January, and it all started with Benj. It was Benj's brainchild, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the first Pancakes and Jam started almost 10 years ago with a local Vancouver artist named Petronella Van Ooyen, and she held him for many years and then at her house, and then she moved to Duncan, and then no one was really doing it for a couple of years, and so we thought we'd kick it back into gear.
Duncan, BC. Wow, I've actually honestly never been east of Kelowna, so I do not know my BC geography. But that sounds amazing. How many people showed up to that event?
I think we had almost 100 for the first one, just because we already had a fairly large community of musicians from house parties and from evening jams that we've been holding on and off, but not with a great deal of frequency.
And what about you, Shay? How did you get into the mix?
Yeah, I guess it's just Ben contacted me and told me about this brilliant idea that he had, or that had been started, and said that the Woods would be the perfect atmosphere for that. And yeah, the rest is history, I suppose.
Fantastic.
You mentioned that Shay is the proprietor of the Woods Studio. The Woods Studio is the kind of perfect home for an event like this.
All right. Right on, Shay. Well, then I do believe I've had the pleasure of cooking in your kitchen this Sunday, as Trina will attest. Let's talk about some of the stuff that people have brought into the kitchen and people have cooked. Trina, tell me some of the weird things that have been cooked in that kitchen.
Well, to be totally honest, we cook the same thing every time.
Really?
Like, we go out and we get the ingredients for the basics. So we have the egg in a hole. I've heard it called many things. You know, you take a hole out of a piece of bread and crack an egg in it. We make that, and we make pancakes, and then, of course, bacon, because they can't get enough of bacon.
Oh, boy, and tell me about it. There was so much bacon on Sunday. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And that's usually where we get most of our compliments, is on the bacon. More bacon. Yeah.
Although this Sunday, if I may say, people loved the bird's nest, aka egg in the hole. It was a good addition.
Not to mention that Chris, actually, shout out to Chris. We have actually a personal, I don't know what Chris does. He's like a personal chef, and he brings a massive grill every time. Like, he provides us with like the industrial grill, and just like all that could not be made on a tiny little George Foreman. He brings us everything that we need for a
fantastic
bulk of the egg nest.
let's take it a step back in time and let's talk about how you guys have, like, let's talk about your interest in sort of jam sessions in general. Benj, I know you play the harmonica. I saw you play on Sunday. Amazing stuff, especially with the violin in the background and the djembe and the drums. Could you tell us what, how many jam sessions you've played with, and just the experience of playing in such a sort of a communal, you know, environment?
Well, I've been kind of jamming for, I guess, quite a while, almost 20 years. I had an accident. I'm in a wheelchair, which it's anyone who's been to Pancakes and Jam, I'm the guy in the wheelchair. And I used to be a sax player, and after my accident, switched to harmonica. And that kind of, I traveled the world quite a bit, and I've always used music as a way to meet people and form community wherever I happen to be living. And when I moved to Vancouver 10 years ago, one of the first things I started doing was hosting jams and meeting musicians. And kind of through the years, that's how all of this has come about.
And what about you, Trina? Do you play instruments, or are you just like running the show, basically?
I don't play an instrument. I can sing sometimes, but usually only when I'm by myself and there isn't, you know, a crowd of people watching me. But I am an enabler. So when Ben just, you know, brought this up and told me about it, I wanted to jump on board and help with the food side of things so that I could feed all the musicians and they would keep playing music so I could dance.
Secretly, Trina plays accordion.
Oh, she does.
Yeah, get her to whip it out next time.
Oh, yeah, I do want to see that. I've never seen... that's actually a good segue into... talking about some of the more unknown and unused instruments that have been played over the years at Pancakes and Jam. Do you want to talk a bit about that, Benj or Shay?
There's a pretty diverse range of players that come out. We've had the privilege of, there's an African musician, Karai, that plays, I forget what it's called now, but the African is a thumb-based instrument. There's been a number of Oriental players that play instruments, which I don't know the names of. But probably
I was just going to say that. I wish I could say what they were. We actually had the privilege of using the entire orchestra, Shlishovishka, I'm not pronouncing that right, but the entire orchestra lineup for the Philippines fundraiser.
Oh, okay. Sorry, what was the name? Was it like a Filipino orchestra?
No, it's a Balkan. It's a Balkan brass band. Their orchestra is from the future.
Oh wow, that must have been amazing. That's where I heard about Pancakes and Jam. To be honest, was the Philippines fundraiser. A mutual friend of ours, Eddie Lam, shared the event on Facebook, and I heard about it. And of course, Bogdan and Ivan and the whole Unified crew came on the show to chat about Pancakes. I mean, they chat about their show with Deep Seated, and they mentioned Pancakes and Jam. So that was amazing. Could you talk a bit more about how Pancakes and Jam for the Filipino fundraiser came about?
Well, we've done a number of fundraisers at different points. We did one earlier, like in the year, for the St. James Music Academy that's down on the downtown east side, and it's. The entire experience, Pancakes and Jam, is really about community building. It's about bringing people together on a Sunday afternoon to share some food and celebrate with music. And this is really a celebration of life. And we're all pretty fortunate and lucky here. So we, when we have the opportunity, we like to do something for others if we can. It's kind of harness the power of the community to do good where we can.
Actually, Ben, you should mention how powerful that community was. I don't know if you want to do the honors, but on the Philippine Typhoon fundraiser, we made $2,000, and then the government also matched that, which made it $4,000 in one afternoon.
That's beautiful. That's fantastic. Yeah. And do you know to which organization this is going to in particular, or is it just like a general sort of donation that the government is handing over to the Filipino government?
That was a donation that there was actually a specific fund that the Red Cross set up specifically for the typhoon. So we made the donation to the typhoon fund via the Red Cross.
Absolutely. That's great. Let's sort of end now with the sort of the community involvement in Pancakes and Jam and what you think about independent music in Vancouver coming together and just jamming it out. Trina, you want to give it a go?
I think that's more a question for Ben and Shay. The music side of things, as I said, I'm just an enabler. I like to dance.
All right. I love to dance too. And I love to dance to everybody who is playing there. Guys from Unified, from Kurapira, Eddie, of course. Could you name a few bands, Benj, who you recognize who've come on stage?
Well, we sometimes get Andrew Kim from Deli the Dublin shows up. We've got Devon Tukov, who's in member September Arata. Some of the members of Five Alarm Funk occasionally come out. We've got, there's this, the Kurapira wrote, some of the Kurapira members of Big Sud. It's a pretty wide range of the Vancouver bands that all show up. It's all word of mouth, though. We don't really promote the event. We just let musicians invite their friends, and we encourage other people that come to spread the word to their friends. And we kind of
yeah,
like
and
that
it's
way.
Really not. It's not limited specifically either to musicians or bands. Like for example, a little girl, probably about 10, 8 years old, the other day was playing piano for the majority of the jam, and like it was funny because the piano was off in the corner, mic'd in the corner, and I heard it like going down. I was like, wow, this is a solid piano player. I look over, it's a tiny little girl behind it, which was pretty cool to see.
And we get a lot of members of the Burning Man community as well come out.
That is true.
And the event was actually originally based on a lot of the Burning Man principles of immediacy and participation.
And
all volunteer-based.
Trina can say a bit more about that because I believe she has been to Burning Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything, like a lot of the stuff that we get, I mean, as I said, Benj and I get most of the basics, but we have people bring... like donate, you know, sauces and jams, and we have people who, like I run the kitchen, but I don't actually have to cook most of the time. It's really wonderful. I have volunteers who come and offer to help out in everything from cleaning up to doing dishes to all of the various cooking tasks and like making sure that the tables are still stocked. It's really awesome. And I would not be able to run it all by myself. So it's great that I do have that kind of help.
Absolutely. And it was definitely a pleasure cooking for you guys on Sunday. And anytime you need any help, you've got DJ CJ coming into your kitchen to cook some more food for you. So
you're going to get calls in now requesting them.
All right. Thank you so much, Trina, Benj, and Shay from Pancakes and Jam for talking to us here on Discorder Radio.
Thanks.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
See you in the new year.
You too, absolutely. And in the spirit of cooking in the kitchen, we've got a tune by Fat Freddy's Drop ready to go right now. Thank you, guys. Cheers.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
something cooking in the kitchen tonight. Something cooking in the kitchen tonight. 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 Something cooking in the kitchen tonight. Something cooking in the kitchen tonight. Something cooking in the kitchen tonight. 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 Something cooking in the kitchen. Flames are getting hotter. Do you wanna come and see all the people in the kitchen with me? It's such a popular place to be. In the kitchen, in the kitchen. Never know who you meet. In the kitchen, in the kitchen. Everyone wants to be. In the kitchen, in the kitchen. Along with the fat Freddy's. In the kitchen, in the kitchen. Whoa. I gravitate to the plate, the Dobie Blaze displays. He's cooking in the kitchen and we're eating for days. The boys come fishing just off of the bay. Doing it for the love because the music pays. So pass the bottle and bring out the craze. We got a cooking in so many ways. Yes, when we're home or when we're away. Still rocking rocks when my head turns gray. So many moons ago, right after the show, back to the pad you go. So just to follow your nose, so tell the girls and the bros. For those in the know, the only place to go is the stink by the kitchen sink on the third floor. That's where you get everybody's in the house. Now don't sweat it, you know what, everybody is the place to be. Cooking red hot with the fat Freddy's. Come on now. Yeah,
Friday, December 20th, it's the 6th annual Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, featuring Needles and Pins, Beelines, Tally Ho Ho Ho, Village, Gal Grayson, Sean Mrazek Lives, Zen Mystery Fog, Tim the Mute, and Cool. Do you remember that poem? Plus, you get a free 7-inch record at the door. Tickets are available at Red Cat Records, Neptune Records, and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Now closing out its second year, Take in Turns provides a laid-back house concert-type venue for local and touring musicians to share their original music and stories. Join us Tuesday, December 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Prop House Cafe for the Take in Turns season finale. So far, $900 has been raised, and it is hoped that over $1,000 will be reached and presented to Crisis Center by the end of the night. For more info, go to Taken, spelled T-A-K-I-N, turns.ca.
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobra Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Hi, I'm Steve Williams from Deep Seated, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca. We, if you don't know, are the radio version of Discorder Magazine, whose editor we have right here in our studio, JC. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Good to hear your whiskey-soothed voice. I know what you've been drinking, man.
It's only like going like whiskey because it has to go through my mustache before it goes to the microphone. That's the main thing.
Props to your mustache, man. That's like keeping it.
It's finally, it's come back after 2 months. It's like 2 months in the working after shaving for Halloween, but it's back with a vengeance.
Oh, that's true. You didn't do Movember. You did the opposite of Movember.
Yeah, I shaved for Halloween and then like had like a beard for November.
All right. Enough of the mustaches. We had this conversation before. Deja vu here on Discord Radio. And so let's talk about what that PSA said, the Kingfisher Blues Christmas party on Friday. Tell us a bit about it.
Ah, it's going to be awesome. So yeah, it's at the Cobalt. I think it starts at around 7 o'clock. Like Needles Pins, Beelines, Village, Zen Mystery Fog, who just placed third in the CITR Shindig, which is pretty exciting.
Very, very exciting. They were awesome. I loved it.
I was there when they were in the semifinals. I remember that, and it was a great show. It was like them and Pineapple and Dream Baby, and it was a really great show. But then Mystery Fog definitely stood out at the end.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is organized by Tim the Mute, aka Tim Clapp, off Kingfisher Blues. We saw him. You weren't there at Shindig Finale, but I saw him at the Shindig Finale holding a brand new edition of 7-inch vinyl off the Village track. And it was awesome. He was so excited. He's just an excited guy, except he's really quiet. It's interesting. That's why he's called Tim
yeah,
the Mute.
Tim the Mute. Yeah, no, the show on Friday is going to be awesome. It's great because I'm actually like leaving back to Alberta on Saturday, so it'll be like a nice like Christmas party send-off on Friday. Just super drunk and super great.
Christmas morning glory.
Yeah, basically.
Absolutely. So this is at the Cobalt, where some great bands have played over the past. Like, we've got Hooves, you got Harmar Superstar, Phoenix Thunderbird, the whole crew. They had their sort of like metal 80s revival thing. Remember when they played
Metallica, I think.
They played as Metallica and they played as Smashing Pumpkins and The Police, The Troggs. That was a great show where Wade and I dressed up as Wayne and Garth.
Oh, that was so good. So good.
But Cobalt, my point, is amazing. It's an amazing venue. It's so dark and gloomy, but when the stage is lit, you just want to dance and headbang the entire time.
Revolving door of good times.
Absolutely. Right on. All right. So let us hear some of that new Village goodness.
Ah, nice.
And come back here on Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm dragging this out because the internet is taking its time here online. Oh my god, it is. All right, we have a situation here on Discord Radio where...
Please remain calm.
I'm just remaining calm because, as you know, things break down here on community radio. And we will be getting new boards for those of you who contributed to the fundraiser on
no time to be bored when you got new boards coming in, right?
All right, we're having a slight situation because apparently Bandcamp has just died.
What?
Bandcamp, ladies and gentlemen, the great Bandcamp just passed away. All right, let's play some Hannah Georges, who will be playing at the Commodore Ballroom, and this is a remix by Laws called Enemies.
You leave a trail in the world. gonna make an hour.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio here on CITR 101.9 FM. Okay, let me just tell you who that track was. That was a track called Enemies by Hannah Georges, and it was remixed by Laws. And Hannah will be playing at the Commodore Ballroom on Thursday. Lovely person from Vancouver, BC, so you should definitely go check it out. And we did want to play the new Village track, and called Stranger, but apparently Bandcamp is down. Bam. So I don't know what that was, but if Sarah Cordingley was listening to this, she'd call and let us know that there might actually be a Village thing in the 7-inch box we have right here in the studio. Actually, that is something I might get our new volunteer to help us look up. Shay, would you like to go see if there is a new Village 7-inch in that box? In the meantime, JC, let's keep talking about Kingfisher Blues.
Oh, it's going to be really great. Yeah, $12. And it also includes, it's also a free 7-inch, like, along with your ticket as well.
Yeah.
And it's a Christmas one, so that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and you were talking about that whole $80 thing where you get a collection.
The
single.
You call me on it. It's the singles club, and you pay. I think it's about $80. I wish I had looked up like the actual.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
And you just get a single. I think it's like every month from Kingfisher Blues, and so they've had like a ton of really awesome ones in the past. Like Village were actually one of them too, and so it's probably gonna be like the next one.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that would be the one Tim was holding at Shindig.
Yeah, or I think it's actually Christmas. It's a Christmas one. This month.
Oh, right. That's the one we saw on Bandcamp, which has now failed. All right, no worries.
They're also like Village are also playing on tomorrow too as well.
That is true. Yeah, they are playing with Hibu. Or Hibo.
Depending who you ask.
at Rainbow Connection, which I'm not aware of. Tell us a bit about it. Do you know where it is?
I know it's on Hastings Street. When I was trying to figure out where to go tomorrow night, just kept coming up with like music waste shows and stuff. So I don't know, Music Waste thinks this is a solid enough venue. I'll have to agree with it on that one. And Cave Roy are also playing too. I think Who's were supposed to be playing as well, but
all right,
able to.
So as people may know, JC here is the editor in chief of Discorder Magazine, which is a free indie music monthly published by CITR Radio here at UBC campus. And every month we have something called the Staff Sound Off. And let us actually now take a moment while the internet is failing on us to talk a bit about your Staff Sound Off. Because this, tell us what the question was to the staff to begin with.
Okay, well, the question was, what musician or band would you want to spend the holidays with? Because, you know, holidays are supposed to be about your family, blah, 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 blah. But let's get, like, fictional and let's get musical with it. So that was the question we asked instead of saying, like, oh, what was your favorite album for the whole year? Because I don't know how people figure that out or, like, deduce that. Because that's just...
Tell me about it.
That's exhausting. I get flustered just thinking about it. But on the other hand, I can definitely think about what musician I'd want to spend the holidays with. And it's Andrew W.K. Because it'd just be so much fun. I'm probably not going to read my, like, actual stand up there. But there were a lot of really good ones. There was a... There's Japandroids. One of the contributors was saying she wanted to spend it with Flight of the Conchords so they could try and help put a comedic twist on the fact that it was like... What?
Sorry, I was just an inside joke on Flight of the Conchords. It's okay.
Is that season two, though?
No.
Oh, okay. What? she wanted the Flight of the Conchords to be around to help her get over the fact that her birthday's around Christmas, too. So they would just, like, make, like, witty, like, lyrics to help cheer her up. Like, what is it? No one has time for you when they've got Jesus to pay attention to. Which I can imagine them doing with, like, maybe ukulele or something.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, they're one of their more famous tracks is Hip-Hop-Potamus.
Yeah, yeah.
And Rhinoceros.
Yeah.
That is a great show, I must say.
Well, I don't know anyone that watched the second season. Like, I remember everyone watched the first season. That was awesome. But then there was a second season then. Like, I've never met a single person who watched it. So.
I know. Kristen Shaw made the first season.
Oh, as their fan, Mel.
All right. So actually, this is a good moment to bring Shay in, our new volunteer here at CITR Radio, coming up with her own show soon. Who would you want to spend Christmas with?
I was thinking about this. I think I would choose the Courtneys because, I mean, it's pretty evident that they're pretty fun-loving, and I think they would just be really chill to hang out with. But on top of that, I live with my brother and my dad back home in Ontario, and that's it. So, like, I think it would be really great to have some girl time.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, not that I don't love the guys, but, you know, it'd be
but
nice
yeah,
to have some girls.
The Courtneys would bring girl power like none other. Oh,
totally. Speaking of Courtneys, I was at Zulu, I think it was, like, last weekend, and I bought their record on vinyl. It's just like, oh, why not? I was talking to the guys working there, and they were saying that was like the best-selling record, like of the year, supposedly.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, or like of like local stuff at least for sure. And like they were thinking like it might have been like just overall, it might have been like Reflector or like Trouble Find Me, but like Courtney's were up there,
that's
which is
so
like
good.
Awesome.
So good.
All right, that's awesome. And let's actually play some Courtney's. Why not? Just to end the show,
of course.
Here on Discorder Radio. All right. You are listening to Discorder Radio, of course, 101.9 FM CITR. If you want to find out more about us, go check out our Facebook page, SoundCloud, where we got a whole bunch of interviews, and where you will be able to hear Pancakes and Jam live forever on the internet, where it will not fail, ever. Alright, we are out here on Discorder Radio. Tune in next week for the Christmas Eve special edition. This is DJ CJ signing out. Up next, The City, with Andrew, but not Andrew WK. On CITR 101.9.